Sergey Brin and Larry Page cruised onto the stage to the kind of roars and excitement that teenagers normally reserve for rock stars. They had entered the auditorium through a rear door, leaving behind photographers, sunglasses, a pair of hired cars with drivers, and an attractive young woman who was traveling with Sergey. Dressed casually, they sat down and cracked smiles, pleased at their hero's welcome. They were near the birthplace of civilization, thousands of miles and an ocean away from the place where their work together had begun. It seemed as good a place as any for a pair of young superstars whose shared ambition revolved around changing the world to talk about what they had done, how they had done it, and what their dreams were for the future. "Do you guys know the story of Google?" Page asked. "Do you want me to tell it?" "Yes," the crowd shouted. It was September 2003, and the hundreds of students and faculty at this Israeli high school, geared toward the brightest young minds in mathematics, wanted to hear everything the youthful inventors had to say. Many of them identified with Brin because, like him, they had escaped with their families from Mother Russia in search of freedom. And they related to Page just as eagerly, since he was part of the duo that had created the most powerful and accessible information tool of their time, a tool sparking change that was already sweeping the world. Like kids playing basketball and dreaming of being the next Michael Jordan, the students wanted to be like Sergey Brin and Larry Page. Google was started when Sergey and I were PhD students at Stanford University in computer science, Page began. And we didn't know exactly what we wanted to do. I got this crazy idea that I was going to download the entire web onto my computer. I told my advisor that it would only take a week. After about a year or so, I had some portion of it. The students laughed. "So optimism is important," he went on. "You have to be a little silly about the goals you are going to set. There is a phrase I learned in college called having a healthy disregard for the impossible," Page said. "That is a really good phrase. You should try to do things that most people would not." As proponents of tackling important problems and seeking transformative solutions, Brin and Page were certainly armed with a healthy disregard for the impossible. And while not much older than the throng of high school students who packed the jammed auditorium, they were truly in a class by themselves. In the rich and storied history of American invention and capitalism, there had never been a meteoric rise comparable to theirs. It had taken Thomas Edison a quarter century to invent the light bulb. Alexander Graham Bell had spent many years developing the telephone. Henry Ford created the modern assembly line and turned it into the mass production and consumption of automobiles only after decades of work. And Thomas Watson, Jr. labored long and hard before IBM rolled out the modern computer. But Brin and Page, in just 5 years, had taken a graduate school research project and turned it into a multi-billion-dollar enterprise with global reach. They were in Tel Aviv, but had it been Tokyo, Toronto, or Taipei, the Google guys would have received the same raucous reception.